We are doing the Drashot Aran, and we're nearing the end. We're doing the Drashat Torah Hashem Tmima of the Ramban, and Nachmanides had told us that when we compare the two Tochachot, the two places where the Torah rebukes us and tells us of the tzaras, the troubles that would find the Jewish people, the Ramban gave us a genius interpretation. He showed how each one refers to one of the destructions, and he proved it. He went verse by verse showing us, and we're in the middle of seeing his illustrations of how the Tochachot, the two places where the Torah describes how God will rebuke the Jewish people, have marked differences, and those marked differences correspond to the differences between the destruction of the first temple and the second temple. So the Ramban continues and says, in the second rebuke, it says, V'chen yolech Hashem otcha ve'et malkecha, God will lead you and your king to a faraway nation. The stress of the king going to a foreign nation is a reference to what happened when Agrippas went to Rome in the time of the Second Temple, and he asked Rome to send their soldiers to Israel to help him with internal conflict, because he went to Rome and told the Romans, send me soldiers to help me with my internal conflict. 100 years later, that was really the root of the destruction of the temple, Charav HaBayit. Kasher katu b'sefer Yosef ben Gurion, as it says in Josephus. Uvei dikduk lishon haTorah, and look at how the Torah was careful in describing a millennium earlier. The Torah was careful in describing what's going to happen. Ki amar ve'et malkecha asher takim alecha, and the king that you will set upon you. It doesn't say the king that will rule over you. It says the king that you will establish over you. Nitkaven b'ruach haKodesh shelo yehoi lemalchut. Here the Torah was alluding in prophecy that it's a king that you chose, not in accordance with what the Torah says. Which king did we have that wasn't fit for kingship? Biblically, he's not allowed to be king. Agrippas wasn't Jewish. We're not allowed to appoint a king who's not a Jew. But the people did. That's what the Torah is alluding to. When the Torah says, your king will go to a faraway nation, your king who you appointed upon you. The Torah is alluding to this king, Agrippas, who we appointed, even though it was against halacha. Shekim alein shelo kadat, they appointed him as king against the Torah. Kmo shomu alav masecht Sota, as our sages said in the Talmud in Sota. Agrippas was once reading the Torah on Sukkot before the congregation. Kevan sheigia lelo tuchal latet alecha ish nochri, he reached the verse that says, you will not appoint upon you a king who is a non-Jew. The Talmud says, alguin av dmaot, he started weeping. He's the king. He knows. He's reading the verse that says he's not allowed to be king. He starts weeping. Amrulo, so those standing there said to him, Agrippas, al titire achinu ata. Don't worry, Agrippas. You're a brother. You're okay. V'sham ne'emar mipnei man t'chabu Yisrael sheb'oto ador mipnei shechnifu lo l'Agrippas. And over there the Talmud says, why did the Jews in that generation deserve all the suffering they got? Because they practiced sycophancy with Agrippas. They played games. The Torah says no. He started realizing, wait a second, I'm not supposed to be the king? And they said, no, it's okay. No, it's not okay. What are you telling him it's okay for?
If you cared so much, you should have concluded.
V'chol elu, we're not going into the whole discussion there about what Agrippas really did. V'chol elu rayot gmurot l'mi shemodeh l'emet. And all of these things, if you look at how the verse is worded, what would happen, you see these are clear proofs that the verse is describing exactly what happened with the destruction of the first temple and exactly what happened with the second temple if you're willing to admit to the truth. Kishtei abritot ha'ilu, because these two covenants that Hashem made with us, min harishona nitchayavnu bagalut harishon, the first one, you can see clearly, the Ramban spent the last few weeks, we learned how he described how that's a description of the first exile, min hashnei nitchayavnu bagalut hazeh, and the second one is a description of this exile, ki einenu davar shel mishne Torah, because this is not a concept of Mishneh Torah. We refer to the book of Devarim as Mishneh Torah, or review of the Torah. Says the Ramban, don't make a mistake. Don't think that when the Torah in the book of Devarim describes the rebukes and what might happen in the destruction, that that's a repeat of what was said earlier. This is not Mishneh Torah. This is not simply a review of what was said earlier. Look, I just showed you. We just read 4 pages describing the differences. If you look closely, you see differences. The verse even describes this rebuke, this pact with the Jewish people, At the end of the pact, it says, these are the words of the pact, the covenant that God told Moshe to make with the Jewish people, Be'eretz Moab and Moabite territory, milevad haberit, aside from the covenant they had earlier. The pasuk clearly states, this is not a repeat of what you read earlier. This is its own covenant. This is aside from the covenant, asher krati tam bechorev, that God made with them at Sinai. Should we do one more paragraph?
Go for it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. וכיוון שנתברר שהתוכחות שהם שני תורה לגלות הזה, now the Ramban is going the next step. And this is a little bit scared. The Ramban says, now we understand that that second rebuke was a reference to now. I just showed you, says the Ramban. It's a reference to the second exile. יש לנו לעיין ולשים ליבנו, so then we have to take a look and give note to place our hearts, he says. He means to give note בהבטחת הגאולה ששם עלו. The different promises that God made over there that the Jews are still coming back to Israel. ואינה גאולה של חצאים. And God is not talking about a half redemption. כמו שהיה להם בעלותם מבבל. It's not like the redemption that they had at the end of the first exile, where some came back and some didn't come back, and they didn't have complete sovereignty. אלא גאולה שלמה נכבדת. But rather God is prophesizing that they will have a whole redemption, an honorable redemption, ופרשה שלמה יש לגאולה הזאת. And this redemption has its own parsha in the Torah. The Torah says, "V'ya ki yavo alecha devarim eile." After God warns us of what might happen if we don't follow the Torah, Hashem says, "And when all these things happen to you, habracha, the blessing, v'aklala, and the curse, v'ashevotah levavecha, so take heart of what you've done that caused this, v'shavta Hashem elokecha, return to Hashem your God, v'shamata b'kolo, listen to Him, v'shav Hashem elokecha, Hashem will come back, will bring you back, v'shav kibetzcha, and regather you from the nations." Bring you to the land of Israel. The Torah continues and gives details. If one of you has been scattered to the edge of the heavens, God will bring you back from there. God will bring you back to this land. And Hashem will circumcise your heart. Hashem will give you a cleaner heart. And then God will take all these curses that you've endeavored all these years, endured all these years, God will take them and place them on the enemy. Uchtiv, and then the verse says, Ki yashuv Hashem lasus alecha letov. And then Hashem will return and rejoice with the good that you have, just as He let others rejoice when you were suffering. Ve'ilu dvarim bruchim. These prophecies where He says things are going to be so good, they're very clear. Ki lo ayu ken bevayit sheni. You read these verses, you understand this is not what happened in the second temple. This prophecy did not yet come true. Mm-hmm. The Torah says, God will bring you back, things will come better, and it will be so good. That didn't happen. The second temple was impoverished. The second temple, the Jews were sinning. In the period of the second temple, we didn't have complete sovereignty. There were always other nations telling us what to do. And only two tribes came back. In the period of the second temple, Yehuda and Binyamin, ולא כולם אלא סולת נקייה שבהם, and not even the majority of those two tribes, only like when you sift flour, the clean flour came up. והשאר ישבו בבבל, the majority stayed in Babylon. The majority of the Jews didn't make Aliyah. והם עלו בחרפה שנאמר מה היהודים המדינים עושים, and even the ones that did come back to Israel, they didn't come back with honor like God describes. They came back and everyone was looking at them, what are those miserable Jews doing? That's not this description where God says, I'll bring you from the edge of the land and you'll come back with such honor. That's not this. וכיוון שכנו, and being that so, יש לנו להסתכל בגאולה הזאת העתידה לנו, so we have to look and see, wait a second, what's still to come? Because it hasn't yet happened. And Hashem says it's going to happen. So then we have to take note, what should we anticipate? ויש לנו להתבונן במה היא תלויה. And then we have to see, wait a second, so what's our job? How can we make it happen? הכי היא תלויה בתשובה It seems to be contingent on tshuva. Kmo shkatuv, as the verse says, v'shavta Hashem Elokecha v'shamata b'kolo. When God begins describing how it'll be good, God says, what's the key? How does it all start? You return to Hashem. Listen to His voice. V'sham Hashem Elokecha et shvutcha. And then God will bring you back from the nations. Ve'im nasim levavenu lasot tshuva, and if we only put our hearts to do tshuva, miyad yitratza HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'yazrenu, then God will right away be happy with helping us and bringing us back. Kinyan, as the sages taught us, habali tahir. If someone comes and says, I want to become pure, if he says towards heaven, God, I want to do what's right, meseinoto, they help him out. Shnemals, the verse says, Umal Hashem lokechet levavcha. That's what Hashem promised. You'll take the steps towards me and do tshuva, I'll circumcise your heart, I'll help you become a purer person. V'nei yadenu ha-geula yom im bekolot ishmao. So their redemption, this good future, is within our grasp. Today it could happen, if only today we decide to listen to what Hashem told us. And we're stopping in the middle of a Ramban's thought. I just want to read the first sentence of the next paragraph so we know where the Ramban is headed next week. The Ramban had just said about how good it could be if only we do tshuva. And then the Ramban says, but the state that we're in now, where it seems distant that we could get everyone to do tshuva so fast, it seems distant that we can do this mass tshuva the way we should. He didn't know that Machon Meir is going to build a website and we're going to get 25,000 downloads a week. He didn't know that. But he said, where we're holding now, it seems distant. So we need another source of comfort, because it doesn't look like it's happening so soon. So the Ramban says, we need to go to the words of Rabbi Yoshua, where the Talmud discusses how's the redemption going to come. Is it only if they do tshuva or not necessarily? And that's where we'll pick up next week, where the Ramban says, okay, so what's our hope? I just told you the key is tshuva, and now I'm telling you I don't know if that's going to happen. I don't know if that's within our reach. So what hope do we have? And that's where we'll pick up Ezra Shem next week.